We will be looking at several aspects. First, the differences in using patterns, because this is important to see how we can do prevention of drug abuse by women, which are the specific measures which should be applied, directed, and addressed to women. The same is true for the differences in the impact of drug abuse on the health of women. Probably we need specific treatment tools for women. In any case, in every respect, we must try to find out to which extent the measures of prevention, treatment, rehabilitation have to be targeted to the specific conditions of women.
How are you going to do the research? Will you be speaking to women across the world, or are you talking to policymakers?
We are a small body of 13 experts. Everyone can contribute something, but we need, of course, the support of some scientific persons. That's what we are seeking. So we will have some drafts coming from the scientific side, and we will work on that, and we will try to draw the conclusions out of what the experts and the scientists have told us.
So how will the research be used?
This is a transversal issue. It's an issue which concerns health. It's an issue which concerns justice, because we know that women are affected by justice measures, including imprisonment, in a totally different way than men.
Will it ultimately benefit women?
Well, we hope so. Every recommendation we do is linked to our wish that it will benefit to those who are concerned. It will help women if the stakeholders to whom we address our recommendations will try to follow these recommendations, if they pay more attention to the specific needs and the specific conditions of women in the context of drug abuse and drug use. The problem of prescription drugs misuse is widely spread among women, much more than among men. This is a matter of prescription policy by medical doctors. So it's a wide array of topics and issues which we try to formulate in our recommendations.